mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, another live edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours as we seek the truth, as we expose the globalists, the overlords, the social architects, the cold, calculating engineers of our society who are hungrily dehumanizing us and rebuilding the world, remaking the world in their dark image. We're going to have wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And you are welcome to call in on any issue, any news item, anything you wish to discuss, all these new developments with the London bombing, the media doling out the still images from the surveillance cameras. Oh, look at them smiling and having fun. How all of this ties in with their past operations of using patsies and basically setting them up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. At the same time, we have some of the aftershocks of the top Chinese general on Thursday giving a press conference saying we'll destroy 200 U.S. cities. And I thought we'd go back and look at PDD 60, Presidential Decision Directive 60. I have a copy of it printed off here in my hands, and I told my webmaster to post it, and it should be posted here in the next few minutes up on prisonplanet.com, as well as some of the news articles, and of course, Infowars.com. I specifically told the webmaster for Infowars.com to post it. Here's some of the news. British media again tentatively questions official line on bombings. And here's the headline, the Reconstruction 7-7, what really happened? And now even several mainstream British publications are questioning the official story. Meanwhile, the British government is saying terror hunt could take decades. Well, at least it's not like Bush said, it's a 100-year war. Never-ending, foggy enemy that can never be defeated, so give up all of your liberties and freedoms. No, the British are just saying decades. And more is now being made of the London Transportation Secretary, who's a former CIA officer, and of course helped run some of the cover-ups on 9/11. Now, that's the fellow we have running things. We talked about this last week, but new developments have come out. We'll be going over that. By the way, today is the two-year anniversary of Dr. David Kelly, the Portendown bioweapons expert, also a Iraq weapons inspector for the United Nations. About a month before he was killed, he told two different colleagues, one in London, one in Los Alamos, New Mexico, they're going to kill me. And they're going to put me in the woods and say it was a suicide. Now, that's on record. It's like Diana said there, Charles says he's going to kill me, and it's going to look like an auto accident. And then it happens, and, oh, no, Charles isn't a suspect. Everything's fine. So we'll go over that as well. And more news on aspartame and fluoride is coming out. Just how deadly both of these substances are, and the mainstream media is trying to spin it desperately. All this and a lot more coming up after this quick break. We will be going to your calls early in this hour. In fact, I'll go to them in the next segment. Any issue, any angle, anything you want to cover. I love the directions, the different directions the callers take us in, so 1-800-259-9231.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today, Israel on the brink of Gaza invasion. Israel today threatened to invade Gaza. A Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, does not control militants who have stepped up rocket and mortar attacks ahead of Israel's pullout from the territory next month. Now, just stop right there. Why magically, right when there's about to be peace, and right when the roadmap of peace is about to be basically confirmed and supported, a big move towards peace, are these supposed Hezbollah and Hamas militants firing these ineffective rockets out into the no man's land, literally exploding them on the sides of sand dunes and rock outcroppings? Do you really think that Egypt, that gets $4 billion a year from the U.S., wants the fighting to stop? Do you think Israel, that gets $5 to $8 billion, depending on what year, from the United States, wants the fighting to stop? Do you think the globalists want the fighting to stop? Israel admittedly founded Hamas in 1973. That is Haaretz, UPI, Jerusalem Post. The late Israeli prime minister gave a speech at one of the major Jewish universities in Tel Aviv and admitted that they founded Hamas to radicalize the Palestinians, to radicalize the Muslims. Their claim is it makes them more easily to control. Because if you've got mainstream peaceful people having smart bombs dropped on them every day, the world opinion will be against the country that's doing it. But if you control a group of terrorists who themselves then have useful idiots who work for them, who really think they're fighting some jihad, then you have a perfect recipe to wage war against that population and then have the images for the newscast to say, look, we're just defending ourselves. And I'm not a big fan of the Iranian government, but compared to our government, you know, they're Stone Age corruption. And they've come out and said that they believe Israel is behind these current attacks. And I agree with it. The past MO shows it. Iran came out and tried to blame Israel day one for the bombings in London. I didn't agree with that. I do agree with one of their senior ruling council members who is now saying he doesn't think it's Israel. He thinks it's the British government. And he said, just look at the motive. Look at how they framed Patsies in the past. Look at how the British government's been caught doing this before. Which, by the way, they have been caught doing it before. And now Blair's approval ratings are up. Bush's approval ratings are up. We have to look at the evidence. But I know I repeat this a lot, but it's so important. We have caught the Israelis carrying out terror before in their own country to blame it on their enemies and to bolster support for the military government. We have caught the British government multiple times red-handed. It is publicly admitted. You understand, it is not debated. It is admitted that the British government has carried out terror against itself. It is not debatable. It is admitted the U.S. government has carried out terror against itself and planned to carry out terror against itself. That is admitted. So every time there's an attack, we look at who has the motive. Then we look at who has said they want to carry out attacks. We look at who has been caught carrying out attacks. And then we look at the evidence, the probability that lone bombers did this. And it's impossible. So Israel on the brink of Gaza invasion. EU may be ready to help Iran build nuclear reactors, negotiator says. This is out of the French news agency. European nations negotiating with Iran over its controversial nuclear program may be ready to help build nuclear reactors and supply them with fuel, Iranian negotiator Hossein Mousavian said Sunday. He told the official IRNA agency that a proposal promised by Britain, France, and Germany by August and aimed at resolving the crisis could include such an offer as well as several-month delay before Iran's nuclear ambitions are referred to the UN Security Council. The London Independent is now asking questions. The London Mirror is now asking questions about the official story. And I have several articles I do want to go over that cover that. Egypt is saying they will not hand over the supposed biochemist who they're trying to claim built the bombs. First they said it was super-grade military. Now they've changed that story. So that's just some of the news. Some of the things that are on the back burner that we should all be aware of is that the EU is still steaming straight ahead, despite the fact that the French and the Dutch and others have thrown some large icebergs in their way. The globalists are literally just saying, damn the torpedoes, go straight at them. Ramming speed. It's full steam ahead for the EU Constitution, even after no votes. You may have gotten the impression that the European Constitution was dead, that the French had felled it, and the Dutch had pounded a stake through its heart If so, think again. The Constitution is being implemented clause by clause as if the no votes had not happened. And this is the London Telegraph. This is exactly what we've always talked about. Ronald Reagan pulls us out of UNESCO, which is a United Nations agency, multifaceted agency, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. And Ronald Reagan pulled us out of it, but then federal agencies simply had their regulators write up policies that mirrored the treaty. So what our government does is they sign a treaty with the UN. And then through that treaty agreement and that treaty organization, they implement the program. Ronald Reagan pulls us out of it, a treaty that regulated our education, our land use, university funding, how education is basically structured, everything, local zoning laws, you name it. And when Reagan pulled out of it, the agency simply followed the original agreements and the treaties, and then Bush signed back onto it 2 years ago, and you know none of it ever really meant anything. Well, it's the same thing here. People get angry in Europe about giving up the last vestiges of their sovereignty, giving up private property rights, giving up free speech, all these new taxing mechanisms and regulatory agencies. And so their governments just continue to follow the treaty agreement. And we will go over some of that a little bit later as well. It's pretty scary stuff. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to... Who should I go to first? Patrick in Maryland. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I have several observations. First, you have often spoken of the Bush-Clinton love fest. I believe that the worst fallout from this Bush-Clinton merger is that government atrocities like Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City, and 9/11 will never be carefully, completely, openly, and thoroughly investigated by the government. Only concerned and really vigorous citizens and small groups will keep on investigating these atrocities. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, there's no need to really investigate Ruby Ridge or Waco anymore. We know those were government ops. We need to continue to educate on 9/11 and investigate, building our voluminous ironclad case, just strengthening it, if that's even possible. I mean, already there's too much evidence to even put on a case. It's like trying to describe the night sky to somebody. There are just so many areas. But, the first thing George Bush did when he got into office was tell Dan Burton and other members of Congress and other committees, leave Bill Clinton alone. Kind of like the song. And, leave Bill Clinton alone. And so all those pardons of people selling out secrets to Chinese generals and cocaine dealers in the White House, so what? That's just our government.
Okay, the next thing here, I've been giving a lot of thought to this. I believe concerned people should be giving some really serious consideration to getting out of large and even medium-sized cities before martial law is imposed. I mean, look at it this way. Martial law will be bad all over America, but I think it will be especially bad in cities. Major cities under martial law will be real hellholes, especially during the summer heat with possible power failures, and trigger happy troops. Your opinion?
Well, I think it is advisable. I live in a city, and I do that because, I can better fight the globalists from here. But you're absolutely right look, it's just better living in the country, period. And we need more people in the country. We're about, 85% urbanized now. That is about 85% of our population lives in the cities. And that's never good for a free society. Thomas Jefferson believed the backbone of a free society would be a powerful but educated and heavily armed agrarian backbone. We'll be right back.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls right now. And coming up the next segment, I got a couple different news clips I want to play and, you know, basically dissect and critique just to get a flavor of where the propaganda's going. And there have been a lot of new things that have come out concerning the London bombings of now a week and a half ago. We'll be going over those as well. But I do want to spend a few minutes on how the EU was rebuked by the people of Europe, but their own governments are still just going ahead with it. You know, it's like we say we don't want light rail in Austin, Texas. So they start building the bus stops, the train stops, the different facilities. We say we don't want toll roads. They start building them 10 years ago. They tell you about it after they've already done it. And it just shows the tyranny of these elites. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Rodney in Texas, then Michael, Clifford, Chris, and others. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing, Al? It's a wonderful show as usual, and I appreciate being able to start the week off with enlightening news. I've been to your website this morning, and I noticed that there are three stories that kind of caught my interest. Of course, the story with the military finding itself innocent of the abuses that took place over there in Abu Ghraib and down.
I'm glad you mentioned this. Last Friday, the Army came out and said, making people say they're a dog, putting a leash on them, making them wear women's panties, playing loud music, not letting them sleep, that's not torture. Well, folks, if that isn't torture, I don't know what is. And the point is, sleep deprivation is one of the worst forms. Now, understand, all they're doing with Camp X-Ray, and that's the specific ruling, of course, is what's happening in Cuba, is they're focusing in on the stuff that's pretty petty compared to beating people to death and doing a bunch of other horrible stuff to them. And so it's just more propaganda. They know you know about the torture, so they're going to admit the more petty stuff.
Right.
You know, like showing somebody a bomb or a dummy bomb and saying, "What is this?" You go, "A bomb," and they go, "No, it's a cat." Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're also trying to make the people think they're crazy.
Right. Now, last week you had a story at your website that I found very interesting, talking about how the abuses, the torture, the methods that took place over in Abu Ghraib came from the playbook from Guantanamo.
Yeah, that's admitted. And then that itself came from Copper Green, developed during the 1960s. Look, if anybody is wondering if they really tortured, the Attorney General's own memos, when he was the chief legal advisor to Bush,
right.
say it is not torture. If we kill people, it's not. So what they're saying is it's not torture because we've changed the name.
Hmm. And the definition.
Well, yeah, that's all they've done. I mean, it's like saying, look. They do this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they focus on, was the Koran flushed down the toilet,
mm-hmm.
or was it thrown in the toilet? Okay,
right,
it was thrown in the toilet. It wasn't flushed down the toilet. That's a misprint.
Right.
You know, they focus on, is Richard Clark an evil liberal
mm-hmm.
for saying they wanted to attack Iraq day one? Well, we have Dick Cheney saying it a year before he got into office. See, they never get us to focus in on the parts of the debate that can't be debated.
Just petty stuff.
They get us diverted into fake arguments
right. That
they've already set up.
Right. Now here's another story, Alex, and I hate to jump around, but I know your time is very valuable. The inconsistencies with the line on the bombings over there in London, and the thing that I don't hear any of the mainstreams talking about, but I found on your website once again, was the return tickets that these young terrorists supposedly had, but the line that the MI5 or whoever the security agency is over there in Britain, it's very, very inconsistent.
I mean, Scotland Yard, MI5.
Yeah, if you could kind of speak about that for a moment, and then I'm going to hang up, and there's one last story I'd like for you to touch on. Once again, we have this ugly thing with the tasers down there in Phoenix rearing its ugly head, and we've got a civil liberties group starting to become...
Rodney, every day somebody dies.
Absolutely. So if you could speak about that after the break, I'd appreciate it. I'll hang up and
sure.
keep up the good work.
Sure. Well, I mean, taser is increasing the power. That's your answer. What do I say to a death every day? Sometimes two? Increase the power. What else? Kill more people. That's the answer.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Masses of vital news and information, and of course the news behind the news, uncovering the news, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Michael and Clifford and Chris and Matt and many others, your calls are coming up. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. If you're just joining us for the first time as you drive along in, say, Ohio or in Central Texas, listening to the broadcast, you're like, what is this guy saying? What is he getting at? What is this show all about? Is he a liberal? Is he a conservative? You know, I hear him criticize Bush, but then at the same time, he says he's pro-Second Amendment and that Bill Clinton works with the Bushes. Huh? That doesn't make any sense. That's not what I've been taught my whole life. Well, what you've been taught your whole life is a fraud. You may be a member of the public who believes that WWF wrestling is real. Well, I'm that type of party pooper that's here to tell you it's not real. Look, I don't care about what a politician says. I look at what they do, what their actions are. I look at the patterns of their activities, what governments have done in history, and what they do today. And let me tell you, the more things change, the more they stay the same, as the cliche goes. And let me pile another cliche on that one. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's the exact quote. And I know our founding fathers warned us not to trust government, not to let centralized control basically be set up, to keep gridlock, to have separation of powers. But today we've been taught that government's good, give up all your rights, centralization of control is good. Let's get rid of county sheriffs. Let's basically federalize the states. Let's federalize the cities. Let's leave the borders wide open. Let's have gun control. Let's sign on to all these international treaties. Let's sign on to trade deals that get rid of our sovereignty. I'm against that, ladies and gentlemen. And so use whatever label you want. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm a truth seeker. I'm a freedom lover. And I love God. Whatever label you want to put on that, go ahead. But labels are killing us. And you know 9/11 is a fraud. You know in your guts that the official story is a fraud. You may have been hiding under a rock somewhere. You still know instinctively that you've been lied to. You've seen bits and pieces. You know that first they claimed that they didn't have any prior knowledge. Then it came out that the government had total prior knowledge. Then you heard that Bush was connected to bin Laden. That got laughed off, but then later it got admitted. Oh, but it's just a coincidence. And oh, they flew the bin Ladens out to safety. And oh, they did some insider trading. And oh, NORAD stood down. And oh, they were running drills of flying planes into the very buildings at the very times they were hit. But oh, it's a coincidence. You know, men in caves, they did all that. They called the mayor of San Francisco and told him not to fly. Deep down, you know it's a lie. But the globalists, the controllers, the overlords, the social architects, they've bragged about it. Edward Bernays, you know, the father of modern propaganda, wrote that good propaganda speaks to our laziness, speaks to our willingness to be gullible, speaks to our willful ignorance, speaks to our procrastination. I don't want to. Last night at about midnight, I was climbing into bed after doing some research. I went to bed really early. Midnight's usually early for me. And I'm climbing into bed, and I pulled the covers up over me, and I, you know, laying there next to my wife, and I thought, man, this is really real. The New World Order is real. This tyranny is real. And I'm really fighting it. And you know, I try to make excuses to myself. I try to deny it's as bad as all the evidence shows me. But in the final equation, it's not as bad as my intellect tells me. It's even worse. Basically, a good rule is the most horrible thing you can imagine, that's what they're doing and some. Because it's the very nature of power. They're in positions of power because they hunger and lust after power. And because most people who even want power still have a moral compass and aren't willing to do horrible things to get power, those horrible things never even enter into most of our minds. The average person, you know, likes power and likes money and likes to be successful and likes to be have adulation. But you're not willing to backstab to get it. You're not willing to kill your grandmother for it. You're not willing to sell out your friends and family. You're not willing to cheat. In fact, it never enters your mind. Then you got the crowd that does cheat and does backstab, but they're not that smart. And so they get caught, and then they get ostracized. They become pariahs. But then you've got the class of scammers and con artists and criminals that are smart and lay out their plans over long periods of time and who are very good at cloaking their real designs in platitudes of helping the community and doing what's best, and who own, you know, fancy advertising agencies that put out the spin, you know, project this illusion that our leaders are heroes and not bloodthirsty control freak killers. All right, I got a bunch of news in your calls. It's just that who can deny we're losing our freedoms? Who can deny that America isn't what it used to be? Who can deny that the war on terror is a fraud? Who can deny that every basic canon of a free society is being dismantled? No really honest person can. And the only reason the controllers are able to do what they're doing is because so many of you are still in denial. In the back of your mind, you know the truth about the world, but you haven't brought it to the forefront of your consciousness. You haven't faced it. You haven't looked it in the eyes. You've done everything you can to deny it. And your inaction, your denial, your rationalizations put our entire society in peril. All right, here's this first CBS News clip. Then we got a clip that Simon Aronowitz shot as two members of Parliament left the public remembrance last Thursday, on the one-week anniversary of those that were killed in the London bombings. They had these big signs that said, London, one city, one world, you know, one world government, basically. And, you know, using that to push one world government. And then as these members of Parliament break off, Simon basically chases them and asks them some important questions. So that clip's coming up later. But I do want to just go over some of the points that have been noted by callers like Rodney. You have the suicide bombers leaving their IDs on the seats of the buses. The IDs aren't destroyed. They're not even damaged. I keep saying that, though. They'll change their story and show you a melted ID card. I'm sure that'll be out within the next few days. But at first they're saying undamaged ID cards. Why did they take this one bus after the simultaneous bombings had happened on the trains, and why did the police divert it by itself and then order it to stand still, and then it blew up? Why did the camera malfunction when eight different cameras, we now learn, go to a hard drive? Why are these guys giggling and laughing together as they get on the trains? You know, they don't fit the MO, people with eight-month-old babies who teach disabled children, people who are on a popular soccer team, football team. Oh, but they've been to Pakistan. The MO they fit are people recruited to be spies in their community by MI5 and Scotland Yard. And now this has begun to come out, so the cover story is, oh no, they weren't our spies. We were keeping tabs on them but didn't think they were dangerous. So we know they fit the classic MO of the 9/11 hijackers, having their houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the government, being trained at U.S. military bases. They'd leave the country. The local embassies and customs wouldn't want to let them in because of the terrorist indicators. They'd be ordered by the CIA and the State Department to let them in, telling the head of one embassy it's part of a secret anti-terror program. These men are here for training. Well, that's what happened on 9/11. That's admitted, by the way. And that's the picture that's now beginning to make itself extremely clear concerning these young men. And then you have them buying round-trip tickets. You just, again, have all these different indicators. Not saying goodbye to their families. Nothing. They're just all happy, like they're part of something big. And some have said, you know, did they think they were carrying drugs? Did they think they were part of a drill? And I tend, with all the evidence we've got, the greatest probability is that they were part of drills. Doesn't have to be the Visor Consultants drill that the government hired to run drills of the exact same trains being bombed at the exact same times. The probability of that is in the trillions of trillions of trillions. It's just impossible. And it's pretty clear that, I mean, just the confidence, the happiness. I mean, you see real footage of suicide bombers. They are whacked out of their mind, totally charged up, you know, in rampage mode, screaming Allah Akbar. You know, God is great. These guys were, several of them were very secular. The others they're claiming now have gotten religion. It's like the 9/11 hijackers, who we know were government agents. We know were part of drills. They're at topless bars drinking, you know, four or five vodkas at a time, and Jack Daniels going, hey, baby, come back to my room with me. Leaving Korans saying we're going to hijack planes tomorrow. then getting on the planes. Clearly, they were testing local law enforcement. They were testing the entire chain to see if people would warn. That's what they'd been told to do. It's like actor James Woods. Right after 9/11, he goes on Fox News and says, look, a week ago, I was on a plane from New York to L.A. We stopped in Phoenix. By the way, you can pull those articles up. They're on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, the 9/11 section. And they said clearly, he's on the plane. They were getting up, acting weird, acting like they were simulating some type of hijacking. He gets off the plane and says, stop them, stop them. They're hijackers. They're training for hijacking. The FBI pulls him aside, comes in, and says, keep your mouth shut. This is part of national security. Now, folks, that's even actor James Woods. Okay? And so it's the same MO here. It's like the head of Pakistani intelligence, known CIA, Musharraf put in by the CIA, wires $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. Our government gives almost as much money to Pakistan as they do to Israel. You never hear about that, though, do you? And General Mahmoud Ahmed wires $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, the lead hijacker. All right, let's go ahead and play the CBS piece and decipher the latest propaganda. Here it is.
Carefully wrapped to protect any evidence, the wreckage of the bombed bus was driven away from Tavistock Square in central London. A new picture released today shows the four bombers before they parted ways on their deadly missions. That was 10 days ago, and still the police search is expanding. Crime scene tape and screens went up in front of yet another house in the northern city of Leeds. Police there are also combing through a Muslim youth center and an Islamic bookstore, trying to piece together just how the young men knew each other and who was giving them their orders.
And what we are confronting here is an evil ideology. It is not a clash of civilizations. All civilized people, Muslim or other, feel revulsion at it. But it is a global struggle.
The investigation, too, has gone global. In Egypt, police are still questioning Magdi Al-Nasser, a chemist who rented the apartment used as a bomb factory. And in Pakistan, investigators want to know who 22-year-old bomber Shahzad Tanweer visited during his two recent visits there. On the Internet, websites where militant Islamists often claim responsibility for attacks around the world have been uncharacteristically silent about the London bombings. Today, the family of the bomber Shahzad Tanweer issued a statement of sorrow and condolence to the bomber's victims. They ask for people's cooperation in exposing the terror networks which target and groom our sons. This message is certainly going to help in the effort to diffuse any tension in British society in the wake of the bombings, and particularly to prevent any anti-Muslim backlash. Susan?
Liz, what's been the reaction in the Muslim community, and are they cooperating with police there?
Great solidarity. All the Muslim leaders have said unequivocally that these bombings were
Okay, so instantly, day one, when they tell us about the bombers, they're guilty. They're the bombers. And then later in the article it says suspects. Now notice in just the course of a week, oh no, now they are the bombers. We've convicted them. Now Tony Blair is saying, and the media are all saying, we know they were controlled. We're going to find out who was controlling them. Well, how about you look in the mirror, Tony Blair? And it's so easy for him to set up one of these operations. And again, do not forget the government was running a drill with Pfizer consultants on that morning at the very same time at the very same train stations. And first they say that the bombings were over a long period of time. Then they say, oh no, they're in about a 45-second period. They were almost simultaneous. And they tried to say that it was a power surge. Now, everybody knows, and it's now admitted, the government knew it was bombings right away. But something had gone wrong on the bus. It hadn't done when it was supposed to. It didn't blow up. And so it's driving around town, and this is on the record. The police stand out of hundreds of buses and wave it into a side street and into Tavistock Square, and then it blows up. And blood splatters right on the Tavistock building. They have those photos posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So you got simultaneous bombs. They say it's a power surge, and they're saying that for an hour and a half. But no need to have that cover story anymore after they got the bus waved into where it was supposed to go and made sure whatever wasn't exploding on time did detonate. Isn't that just classic? And remember, the British government has been caught carrying out terror before to blame it on their political enemies and as a pretext to set up a police state. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls, other clips, and a ton of news.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Michael and Clifford and Chris and Matt and Don, everybody, your calls are coming up. I'll go to them a little bit quicker here. It's just that there's so many facets, so many angles to the London bombings. And they fit in with the Madrid bombings. They fit in with Operation Gladio. They fit in with Operation Northwoods. They fit in with our Western governments being caught over and over again carrying out bombings and blaming them on their enemies. For any of you that have trouble grasping this, again, Kermit Roosevelt, the grandson of the president, was a top CIA officer in 1953, and he and just a few other agents with big old suitcases of gold went into Iran, carried out bombings all over the country, blamed it on Mossadegh, and removed him from office by blaming it on him. And then the guy went on NPR. I mean, we already knew about this. But he went on NPR and admitted it. I mean, I'm blown away. These guys, you know, decades later admit what they do. We get their declassified documents from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and, yes, even the 90s. And then it happens again, and we just, oh, well, it doesn't matter if the government's done it before. Doesn't matter if we have their own documents. Doesn't matter if they have the motive. Doesn't matter if the official story stinks to high heaven. I just can't believe our government would do that. They could care less about collateral damage when they blow up a whole neighborhood, folks, overseas. You think our government will only kill Muslims? They kill Christians in Serbia. They bomb their cities, massive bombardments blowing up entire neighborhoods. Tens of thousands died every night. You think they care? You think the globalists care about 55 people on some trains and a bus? Stop being naive. The globalists are deadly dangerous. They're very cunning. They're ruthless. I want to go to calls right now, so I'm just going to say this. We have a bookstore and a video store on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Secure, safe shopping cart, all my films, a bunch of other great books and videos we carry by other researchers, the best stuff out there available, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My new film, Martial Law, is out. I hope you'll get it and make copies of it and get it out to people. It exposes who was behind 9/11 and other terror events. Very important to do that. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Michael in New York and Clifford and others. Go ahead, Michael.
Alex, great to speak with you. On the martial law video, just real quick, that dual-layer density is required to make copies of that DVD. I use an Apple, and so far I'm trying to find the software that's up to date for burning such a DVD. I don't know, maybe if it's easier to put them on two separate DVDs when you're going that length of time, so we could make copies, of course, and keep them going around for you. But now, that news report, you know, you can't listen to them, Alex. After listening to this, your station, everybody on GCN Live, you can't go back and listen to those news bunnies who are just spewing their propaganda from their controlled elite. It's just so boring and so obvious. Now, you know, on History Channel recently, this is really good. I like to watch that. It's one of the only stations good on the boob tube. And every so often, you can catch something that slips out. So they were showing after World War II how we recruited a lot of the Nazi scientists and the Russian commies tried to get their share. And so we got most of them. And the commies in Russia couldn't develop the jet engine post-World War II, and we were advancing further ahead. And so they were struggling for the longest time, and then lo and behold, some Russian scientists go to England, and they say on the show how over a billiard table, the shooting pool...
Hey, what? Stay there. I'll let you finish up. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.